Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love. And I'll have to stay strong.
Little Robert Cray bringing us back, one of my favorite blues men, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there will help you with your small business. I hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage when you get a chance. Everything's free. We've been building it for you and upgrading it every day for 13 and a half years. And don't forget to check out the Brain Trust, the blog, the articles, the archives, the knowledge base. You can please subscribe to my newsletter when you get there. And also, while you're there, take the poll question right there on the homepage. It's easy. Just every week we want to know what you think, and we give you a chance to register your opinion. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll's going so far. Joel Barker is our good friend. He's with us right now. We're talking about things that are coming at us. As he would say, innovation at the verge, things that are out there that you might not know about, but that are going to be part of your future. Joel, thank you again for hanging out with us. You've been tracking this whole world of algae lately. Tell us about what you found.
Right. It's actually, I've been watching it for the last 10 years. And the reason is because, you know, the carbon sequestration question. How do you deal with fuels for vehicles and not pump it out of the earth? And algae is one of the possible alternatives. Well, this is very recent, April 9th, New Scientist article on research done at the Rochester Institute of Technology in Rochester, New York.
Mm-hmm.
They have been working on trying to find an algae that would do two things. First, it would take the city sewage and eat it and convert it into safe materials, purify it, basically.
Is algae the same thing as microbes?
Well, it's single-celled, I think, so it's a microbe.
Yeah, because so, when I think of, you know, there are microbes that aren't algae,
right? Bacteria,
but that are beneficial and are harmful depending on what you, whether they're
exactly
beneficial if they're eating,
yeah,
waste, and they're harmful if they're eating you. But algae is a sort of photosynthesis type of
exactly photosynthetic single celled plant.
Yeah.
So what it does, of course, it needs nutrients. The nutrients for this specific algae that they found will be wastewater from cities.
Hmm.
So it will purify the water. So that's step one. That's a very good deal. If that's all it did, you say, hey, well, that's good because it's simple, it's natural.
Right.
You know. But while it is doing that, and we got to put a word in it, the word is lipid, which is another word for fat.
Lipid, okay.
Lipid, L-I-P-I-D. It's another word for fat. It converts those nutrients into lipids and stores it inside itself as energy storage.
Huh.
You can take certain lipids, not all lipids.
So a fat, unlike me, a fat algae is a good thing.
Well, yeah, especially because when you squeeze it, it releases. You just roll it through and squeeze out this lipid, this fat,
right?
And it converts into biodiesel.
Wow.
So now you are not only cleaning the water on one side, but you're getting fuel.
So you fatten the algae. You fatten the algae up with the waste in one cycle, and the other cycle you put it on a diet and you wind up with fuel.
Exactly. Now listen to these numbers, Jim, because this is the really impressive stuff. It takes 3 days for the algae to eat 99% of the ammonia in the waste.
Wow.
88% of the nitrates in the waste. 99% of the phosphates in the waste. Three days. Okay. Then, now, by the way, when it's doing that, it's pumping itself up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then there's another function that algae have. If you starve them, they take their other nutrients in their body, which are not lipids, and convert it even to more lipids because they're getting ready for the starvation period, right?
These are handy little workers, aren't they?
They really are. So the next 3 days, you starve them, and they get even plumper. Then you squeeze out the lipids. Here are the numbers. So it's a six-day process altogether. All right?
Wow.
Here are the numbers. 1 hectare, which is about 2.5 acres,
right,
of soybeans, will yield 470 liters of biodiesel.
Now having gone through the process of the pretty significant process to do that, though.
Exactly. You've got to plant it. It's got to grow all summer. You've got to harvest in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, you have the harvesting costs, energy costs.
Yeah.
The hectare of rapeseed, which is actually richer in oils, will lead you 1,200 liters of biodiesel on a hectare. 1 hectare algae pond, remember we've got a 6-day cycle now, will yield 66,000 to 94,000 liters of bio of the oil.
60 to 90 times more.
Yeah. And it's cleaning your water at the same time.
And the bio grain, the grains in the that we just talked about, the rapeseed and soybeans, that's actually depleting something. It's not cleaning anything.
Exactly. We're not getting a secondary
benefit.
It's
depleting the soil, yeah.
It's, in a sense, this is two primary benefits, plus we get the carbon capture at the same time. We are now carbon neutral for producing that fuel. So this, to me, is maybe one of the most exciting things
How close are they? But I've known about microbes for a long time.
Yep.
Why is it? Is the microbe benefit of microbes is not new. What have they learned new now?
They found one that does two things. See, before they had an algae that ate waste, but it didn't produce bio. They found ones that produce biofuel, but you had to feed them special nutrients. This one, if no pun intended, you feed them crap, they produce biofuel.
And is this a hybrid that they've made, or is they just discovered this?
They found it.
They found
it. You know, Mother Nature's got lots of experiments going on. They found it.
So,
I can't produce the names of them, but the article actually lists the names of the algae.
Wow. You know, this is fascinating. And so that's from the Rochester Institute?
Institute of Rochester Institute of Technology.
Okay, in New York.
And if they Google, probably Eric Lannan, L-A-N-N-A-N. But I think I've also sent you the reference to this in my notes. So
right. Hold on to that thought, Joe. We come back. I want to talk some more about this innovation at the Verge, which is something that Joel Barker has made us aware of after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.